Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
New study concludes Red Plus mechanism does not combat climate change and violates rights. International organization Grain and the World Rainforest Movement issued a new study that analyzes the risks of the reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation in developing countries, RED, in its plus or red plus version, on peasant communities, indigenous groups, and forests. The publication also warns about the inefficacy of RED plus to face the climate crisis and its negative role with reference to the emission offsetting mechanism that favors industrialized countries that buy carbon credits instead of reducing its polluting gases. It is one of the main mechanisms of the carbon market that will be part of the negotiations of the United Nations Conference of the Parties, COP21, on climate change to take place in Paris, capital of France, from November 30th to December 11th. The new publication titled How Red Plus Projects Undermine Peasant Farming and Real Solutions to Climate Change explains why this mechanism is not a solution to the climate crisis and why it does not help peasants to reduce emissions. The reality is that Red Plus programs put the blame for deforestation and emissions on peasant farming practices that have nothing to do with climate change. Red Plus projects also undermine local food systems by preventing traditional farming practices and restricting people's access to lands and forests, says a press release issued by Grain and the World Rainforest Movement on October 29th. The publication accounts for what is happening in Mozambique, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, Madagascar, Brazil, Indonesia, Peru, Uganda, and Kenya, aiming to show five key patterns that make Red Plus so harmful for local communities. According to Grain and the World Rainforest Movement, these patterns are how Red Plus blames peasant farming practices for deforestation and emissions, how Red Plus rarely benefits local communities but is good business for carbon companies, international conservation NGOs, consultants, and industrialized countries, how Red Plus undermines food sovereignty and community control over territories, and how Red Plus facilitates the expansion of corporate agriculture.